All news, all the time. News, traffic, and weather for the Bay Area. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
Thursday, June 29, 2017. Coming up on KCBS, the president and his tweets. KCBS News Time 9:32.
For more now, we turn to the KCBS 8x8 Newsline, where we're joined by Carrie Gallagher, director of K-12 education for connectsafely.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. How do you begin to teach kids not to bully when you have insults like this coming from the president?
Well, hopefully all of us have begun already. The truth is that there is no one conversation or vaccine against this kind of negativity online. It's the duty of all of us as adults to talk with the children in our lives consistently, and especially when this kind of situation comes up.
Let's roll back a bit here. I was grabbed by the words of the presidential spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who referred to the president himself as being a bullying victim. She said, bullied by liberal media. How do you define bullying versus insults?
I think bullying is consistent, targeted after a person for really very little reason other than to make them feel bad. And insults are a part of the bullying construct.
When you're in a position of power like the president, is it even possible to be bullied because you're the one with the power?
You know, I think we really need to focus on how we're going to speak to our children about this, because whether or not Donald Trump continues to use social media in this way is perhaps outside of our control. But we can talk to our children about how it makes them feel so that the social media and the power of that communication tool can be used more positively. We want the positivity to drown out the negativity, and we want those negative tweets to be outnumbered by the positive ones. We want to call out the negativity.
So let's talk a little about the environment in which this is happening. The fact that the president used language like this is one thing, but find 100 Twitter accounts and you'll find at least 90, it seems these days, that have exactly this same kind of vitriol.
You know, I'm not sure that I totally agree with that. I think that your social media feed is what you make of it, and how you respond to negativity helps define the social media that we're making for the future. We're the ones who are creating the tone online, and so we need to take responsibility for that. And we need to talk to one another openly, often, about the impact of what we say online and how it's going to affect the internet of the future, the society of the future, and the politics of the future.
How do we reach a happy medium? It seems like, you know, we have people making jokes about kids who get a trophy when they finish last, parents who tell their kids that they're doing a great job when they do nothing but breathe and walk. On the other hand, then we have this vitriol and the ugliness and the lack of civility today. How do we find the happy medium here?
I mean, one thing we do is we talk about it on radio shows like yours, and I applaud your efforts to talk about how we combat the negativity, but also how we amplify the positivity. As I mentioned before, there isn't one easy, quick solution or vaccine. This is something we have to talk about consistently. We have to establish our values. We all have to establish an inner calibration of what's okay and what's not, and stick to it and be firm with it.
Is there evidence that there are thought leaders, so to speak, in this direction? In other words, that if certain people in any given cohort behave differently, that others pick up on the cues?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, obviously, my work is in internet safety with Connect Safely, but my full-time job is in a school. I'm a teacher. I work with middle and high school students and so I'm in the thick of this every day, talking to them about how they're reacting and how they're responding. That work done by educators and parents in homes and in schools and classrooms is the most important work in this area. So we need every parent in every household, every teacher at every classroom to be that thought leader. We don't need one person to be above all source of authority. We need adults to take responsibility with the children that they work with every day.
Carrie Gallagher, thank you for your time. Ms. Gallagher is the director of K-12 education for connectsafely.org.
KCBS News Time, 9:36.